Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another amazing episode right here on Simply IV on the I Am Me Radio Network. This is yours truly, Inspirational Beauty, also known as IV because I am simply being me. We are very excited tonight to have a wonderful guest that we've been watching for quite a while, and we know that you all have been watching him too. So you want to make sure that you tune in by dialing 845-241-9898. Or by listening to blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. Now, also, y'all know how we do it here. You got to let everybody know that we're on. That's right. How do you do that? You go by going to your social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Snapchat, and all that stuff, right? And let everybody know to join into tonight's conversation. So before we bring him on, y'all know how we do. We got to bring on our cast and crew. So y'all sit back, relax. We'll be back in just a minute on Simply IV. IV, if you're listening to me right now, you're listening to a little bit of Charlie Wilson. Wow. A little bit of old school right here on Simply IV. Once again, guys, you know what it is. We're going to have a wonderful show tonight, but we're going to have a really great guest as well. Now, if you've been following us the last couple of weeks, we've really been highlighting some great people within the African-American community from the ages of 6 all the way to 96. I think it's very important that our platform does that because, you know, we already know about celebrities, right? So we've had a chance to be able to see individuals like you, like me, like some of our crew who are doing amazing things. Last week we had a crazy show, right? The show was about, is the church really being effective when it comes to that of suicide? And so many of you called in, so many of you all talked to us from congregants to bishops to our crew, and you gave us so much enlightenment, so much insight. And we want to talk a little bit about that in the future as well. Now, guys, you know that coming up soon, me and my crew, we're leaving Blog Talk Radio, but we're not leaving you for good, all right? All right, we're not leaving you for good. But last week is our very last show, and we're going out with a bang, everybody. We're going out with a bang. So you guys have to call in and tune in next week to celebrate with us. And you're going to also hear from past guests since we've been here on Blog Talk Radio to celebrate us as well. In the meantime, let's go ahead and see who's here real quick. Let's go ahead and see. I think we have our cast and crew member, Mr. Leroy McKenzie, who does the power moment, power of a man. Can you come on out, sir? Come on out. Welcome, Mr. Leroy McKenzie, to Simply IV, everybody.
What's up? What's going on with the people?
What's up? Let's see what the people have to say about Mr. Leroy McKenzie. All right. The peanut gallery has spoken, sir. The peanut gallery has spoken. Welcome.
Absolutely. When the peanut gallery speaks, people listen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Glad to have you here today, sir. As always, and as you know, tonight we're going to have a really great topic with a really great guest, and I want to put it out there for everybody who's not really familiar with what this show is going to be about tonight. But the question we pose is there a new Black Wall Street? What say you, sir?
As for those that don't know, I mean, let's go back to the original Black Wall Street so that people can know just a little bit about it, where it, because
yeah,
there were several of them, but the main one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, back in the 1920s, early 1920s, there was a small town in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was populated by people of color, Black people, and town had I don't have the notes in front of me, but they had built up this town so big. They had businesses, they had doctors, lawyers, pretty much a lot of industries that were represented right there in their community. And the community was so financially sound and strong,
yes,
that they called
absolutely
it the Black Wall Street.
Yes,
and this it became so strong that they wanted to bring it down, and they burned the city down, they burned the town down within it didn't even take a day, I think it was a day or two,
yeah,
for the city to be brought down to its knees, businesses destroyed, houses, people that were destroyed along with it. It was one of the worst, I call it massacres, that has ever happened on American soil. And there's never been another Black Wall Street until now. Until now.
Wow.
And
wow.
The, yeah, I call
wow
it the Black Wall Street 2.0.
That's what's
coming
up
on. And, you know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
For those that don't know about the Black Wall Street, please look it up, read the history on it, and understand the power that town had in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Leroy. You know, you've just broken down something that a lot of people and a lot of people within our community still do not know to this day. And I'm talking about
right
people who are considered to even be, you know, have a lot of education, if you will,
mm-hmm,
or even business acumen. And so this is something that we've talked about on our show, as you all know, and this is something that we continue to talk about. For those of you who are listening right now, we want you to go and look up Black Wall Street and really look at the details and how we were thriving as a community. And like Leroy said, we're going to talk to a gentleman tonight that is doing big things, His name is Mr. Jay Morrison, and he's going to come on, and he is the founder of the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, right, Leroy? And so we can't wait
yes
to have him on in a little while. Now, Black Street, I'm thinking about your boy.
Teddy Riley.
Come on, y'all. So it's all relative. It's all relative, everybody. The 90s R&B group, Black Street, right? Okay, so what happened to them, by the way? Anyway, I digress, everybody. Like Leroy McKenzie was saying, you know, Black Wall Street, the name fittingly given to one of the most affluent all-Black communities in America, was bombed from the air, okay? So we know this just wasn't people who were jealous. These people had, did I say government? Did I say that? Anyway, they were bombed from the air. Come on, because, you know, regular individuals just can't bomb me from the air. And burned to the ground by mobs of envious whites, okay? In a period spanning fewer than 12 hours, Leroy, a once thriving Black business district in northern Tulsa lay smoldering, a model community destroyed, and a major African American economic movement resoundingly diffused. Now, check this out. The night's carnage left some 3,000 African Americans dead and over 600 successful businesses lost. Among these were 21 churches, 21 restaurants, 30 grocery stores, 2 movie theaters, plus a hospital, a bank, a post office, library, schools, law offices, a half dozen private airplanes, and even a bus system. Now, when I went and looked at some more research, you know, I put something up through social media this week saying that back then the entire state of Oklahoma had two, I believe, airports or airstrips, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we had six families who had their own planes. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Mm.
What say you, sir? Come on. Let's see what the peanut gallery has to say. All right. All right. What would you like to say to that, Leroy? That's powerful. That's powerful.
It's very powerful, and I've always, and I've been one to say this, that if we are going to do anything in this 21st century, the blueprint is already there. Whether we talk about civil rights and the movement forward, we talk about having our communities thriving and everything. The blueprint is already there. It's for
yeah.
us to be able to take from. And you think about with those numbers that you just gave, Kimberly, with the 600 businesses, 21 churches, 21
That's
restaurants,
crazy.
30
yeah.
grocery stores, two movie theaters, six private airplanes, plus a hospital and a bank and post office, school, libraries, offices. Having all of those things back in that time, you're talking the early 20th century, the 1920s. They did
right.
that back then. Can you
right.
imagine, just imagine the technology that we have now, the resources
right.
that we have now, the information that we have access to now, what
right.
we could do with that, and not even what we could do, why we can't do it. They did less.
Mm.
I mean, they did more.
Did more with less.
Having less than
Absolutely.
What we have today. Can you imagine if they had Twitter? Can you imagine what they would do?
Come on, people. Can you imagine if we had Twitter back
If they had Twitter back then, if they had Facebook back then, oh, my
wow.
God. Yeah. yeah.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right here on Simply IV. Mr. Leroy McKinley says, can you imagine if they had Twitter? Come on, y'all. Y'all know what it is. We stress here the importance of... Come on. We're going to take a break real quick, y'all, and we're going to teach you about how to be great. And when we come back, we're going to bring on LT, and then get ready, guys, because we're going to hear from Z. Let everybody know that we're on right here on Simply IV on the IME Radio Network by dialing 845-241-9898 or listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio. Now, if you want to talk with us or even our guest tonight, y'all know what you got to do. You got to press 1. In the meantime, let's be great. And we'll be back in just a second on Simply IV.
Do you
want to
be great, great? Do you want to be
great?
Do you want to be
great?
Oh, do you want to be
great?
Do you want to be
great?
It's time to shift the culture, move with focus, rise above and lose a vulture. It's hard to fly when nose is close to you, keep pulling it down. Yeah, off my chest, no more excuses. Scared to death, but I can't lose grip. I'm scared to jump, I'm scared to fail. I'm scared of you, I'm scared of myself. But what is life? I can't be
great.
And if I die on my knees, let it be cause I'm praying.
Let it be because I'm great. If I die on my knees, let it be because I am great. Do you want to be great? Leroy, do you want to be great, sir? You're already great.
Do we want
greatness
to be
in my DNA?
That's what's up. Greatness is in my DNA. I carry hot sauce in my bag, everybody. That's how hot and spicy and great we are. Come on, y'all. Right here on Simply IV. Let's go ahead and see if we have somebody that wants to come in. Who you think may want to come in and join us? I think somebody's at the
Who
door.
That at the
you
want to
look out the... Who that at the door? Who that at the door? I think...
Do we have people anymore?
Do we have Miss LT? Miss LT, come on out. Welcome to Simply IV. How are you, ma'am?
Hey.
Hey, I'm not Tiffany Haddish, but she ready.
It's Wednesday, y'all.
It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, everybody. And we have Ms. Leewon McKenzie on and Ms. LT, a part of our casting crew, and yours truly, Ms. Inspirational Beauty, right here on Simply IB. You've been listening to the conversation a little bit, and we're going to bring our guest out in a minute, everybody. So we want everybody to get ready, okay? All right. Once again, 845-241-9898, or listen at blogtalkradio.com/IMEradio. Ms. LT, how important is this conversation tonight?
I just can't express how important people need to be tuned in. If you're listening and you know somebody that's not tuned in, you need to call them up, text them, make sure they jump on to really get financially free. We're watching the news every day. The headline gives us another warning, or I won't say a warning, but just another clue that we need to be taking care of ourselves. And the only way you can do that is to be financially free. Our guest tonight has got some amazing information for you guys. He's doing very well. And to me, he takes away the excuses. And so tonight is important because we will dispel excuses for why you cannot succeed. If you don't succeed, it's just because you truly don't want to and you're truly not trying.
Oh, wow. Wow. Y'all heard LT. LT say you can do it. You can do it. And if you don't do it, it's because at this point in stage of the game, it's because you don't really want it. You got to want it, right? You got to want it, everybody. Well, I tell you what I really love about tonight's guest, too, everybody, as I get ready to introduce him, is that this young man, like, real talk, is making history, okay? And we've had so many economic gurus and things to hit our platform, and we've had so many amazing guests, right? And nothing to take away from anything that they're doing or have done. But we can truly say that this gentleman is making history in the sense of he's created a fund. No one has ever been able to create a fund that is SEC regulated. Do you all understand what I'm saying for the African American community? And so I want to state that. I think we can go ahead and introduce him. Yeah, I like that. I like that, right? Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Because tonight we're going to be introducing Mr. Jay Morrison. Let's go ahead and see if we can calm down a little bit as he gets ready to come on out on Simply IV. Business mogul, social activist, and best-selling author Jay Morrison, commonly known as Mr. Real Estate, defied the odds of growing up in poverty to become a multimillionaire businessman, celebrity realtor, real estate developer, and national influencer. The Jay Morrison Academy was formed to provide financial literacy to those who haven't been taught wealth creation at home or school in a way that is affordable, relatable, and accessible. The goal is to bridge the wealth gap in America and repair our communities using creative solutions that will put us in a position to control our future. Without further ado, let's go ahead and bring out Mr. Jay Morrison. Come on out, sir, and welcome to Simply IB. How are you?
Hey, peace, family, peace. You got that music playing. You got that mobile music playing.
Yes, sir.
I was in a whole different line of work when that was out. I was in a whole different line of work.
Oh, a whole different
Don't
line
do
of
work. Don't do that to me.
Well, you know,
I was a whole different King J when that was out for it.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Well, we welcome you, sir. And, you know, we've never met Jay. And everybody, for those of you who have followed Jay, even my cast and crew, when y'all see this brother's pictures, that song right there, that is the epitome of who you are, Mr. Morrison.
Absolutely. I could tell you exactly what I was doing, what I was driving, and what was going on when that was out. Boy. Tell you. It's been a journey.
Wow.
It's been a journey. God's been good.
Amen. Amen. Well, we welcome you here. And what I want to do before we get started is let my cast and crew go ahead and say hello. We have two of our cast and crew, and we know we have some behind, and we're going to bring them on a little later in the show. But we're going to start with ladies first. Ms. LT, would you like to go ahead and welcome tonight's guest?
Welcome, Mr. Morrison, to the stage. We're happy to have you on tonight, and we look forward to learning from you. And I agree with Kim when I look at the picture, that power that power stance that you had in that style,
right.
That song, real. She is right. That mm-hmm, song said mm-hmm. everything about your introduction.
Hey, man, hey, man. Ms. Leroy McKenzie, what say you, sir?
Good evening, Mr. Morrison. I want to say it is a pleasure to welcome you to the family and to the show this evening. We look forward to all the knowledge, the information, and just the nuggets that I know that you will share. I've watched your video, brother. I've been watching you since you've been doing the corner stuff on, with your YouTube stuff. So it's an honor to even just talk to you tonight from all the knowledge that I've gained from you.
Appreciate you,
just listening to you. So, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, I'm going to let you respond really quickly, sir. What would you like to say to our cast and crew before we get started?
It's just my pleasure to be here. You know, I'm live streaming while we're doing this. Y'all got me grinning from ear to ear. I just love being in the presence of my people. I love being in the presence of my family, the village, good energy. Listen, we making mm-hmm. a comeback. Listen, the score is 450 years to zero. We in last place.
Wow.
We never won a year, but we making a comeback.
Wow.
That's my goal. We coming back, damn it. We not going out
wow.
like that, and we going to do it by every means necessary. That's a fact.
Wow, wow. Well, we love what you're doing. Once again, everybody, if you're on, if you're listening to Simply IB, we see you coming on. We see you coming on. We'll get to your questions in a minute, everyone. Once again, let everybody know, everybody else know we're on at 845-241-9898 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio. Jay, I got a question for you. Tell us where you're from. Tell us where you're from, brother. Give a shout out to where you're from.
Oh, man, I'm from a small town in central New Jersey called Somerville, New Jersey, 3rd and Center Street, to be exact. I left off the corner of 10th and Springfield of Newark, New Jersey. I'm Jersey-born and raised, but I'm currently in Atlanta trendsetter.
Yeah, absolutely. You're out here in my neck of the woods. We want to give a shout-out to your hometown as well, and we hope they're listening, and we know that they're proud of you because you're doing so many amazing things. Let's talk really quickly. Let's get this party started and talk about, wow, you've been in the game for a minute, but what took you to starting the Tulsa Real Estate Fund? Let's talk about that.
Well, it's like a lot of layers to it. I'll try to give you the short and concise version. It's basically, as a 12-year real estate veteran that's done everything from managed mortgage companies to solicit loans, celebrity realtor, developer, investor, builder, I realized that in the minority community, especially in the African community in America, whenever we have great real estate deals or projects or business ideas, we typically – most of us can't pick up the phone and call our uncle to get, $1 million loan or $500,000 loan or $300,000 or $10 million, right? And it's very hard to go to banks. It's really hard to get hard money. But I watched how whenever I needed to get private capital or equity or finance a deal, I typically had to go to one of my Jewish partners or Jewish friends or Italian friends or Russian friends, and how those communities pooled their dollars together. And they controlled all the assets, and they controlled all the capital. And we would be so proud that we had a Jewish guy in our corner, like, yes, my Jewish guy right there, because they would be cutting us the checks. And for me, I never, from my early age of me first starting off hustling and effectively doing some kind of business, I never was satisfied with being somebody's worker or employee or runner. I always needed to be the connect myself, the plug myself. I needed to be the guy. And it always was disheartening to me that our community always had to run to somebody else to get the money. We didn't have any resources for ourselves. So that's one reason why this fund started. The second is,
wow.
After I became more socially active and aware, after the Freddie Gray uprising in Baltimore, I was a pivotal part of some key protests and demonstrations in Baltimore, I led a march of over 1,000 people to City Hall in Baltimore
wow.
after the Freddie Gray murder.
Wow.
During a panel for solutions with BET, they asked what are solutions that we can have to control our community. And one of the Baltimore residents, and mind you, this was a crowd full of Bloods and Crips from Baltimore who had united around police brutality, one of the members of the audience said, we need to build a Black Wall Street. Well, actually, when he said, we need to build a Black Wall Street, yo. And I then realized, that's what he said. And so I then realized, as someone who had economic prowess in my experiences, if our community was suffering from a economic standpoint or wanted to create some kind of economic vehicles, it's not on our celebrities, rappers, actors, entertainers, and ballplayers to do so. We have to rely on our business leaders. And that fell right into my lane. And so in that year, I started to develop this model and started doing research on how could we legally and transparently pull our dollars and resources together. And so through 2.5 years of research and development, attorney fees, auditing fees, accounting fees, business advisory fees, and everything else, we created this model called the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, which happens to be the first real estate crowd fund in the history of America that is Black-owned, 100% Black-owned. And this fund allowed us to do exactly those things that I saw were ailments or deficiencies in our community, which is pull our dollars together, do it in a transparent way because we're tired of getting burnt by our leaders, do it in a way where everybody could profit because we're tired of just relying on a 10% tithing in a collection plate. So do it in a way where we all can benefit, there's transparency, but then we have the resources to rebuild and control our own community. And so that's the model that we brought to the people. We first announced it on June 1st of 2017, and then on June 1st of 2018, and mind you, June 1st is the anniversary of the Black Wall Street bombing and massacre. And so in the honoring of Black Wall Street and paying homage, we named our fund the Tulsa Real Estate Fund after that prolific community of Black Wall Street, and we launched it on the anniversary of its destruction as we look to rebuild our community. So we did that this year on June 1st had a very successful IPO, initial public offering. Our community met this call to action and we raised over $10 million in 1 week.
Wow, wow. You know, we have to hear from the Peanut Gallery, guys.
I know.
You know, this is so amazing and so historical. I want to use the word historical, everyone, because this is the first, like Jay said. And, you know, to be able to take an idea and take it to fruition and not just have it be a discussion and a conversation that we've had for years, this is something to really be proud of, and we're very proud of you. Of course, we're going to be talking to you more because I think this is a conversation that we're going to continue to have because we're like you, Jay. We understand that, you know, we are the masters of our own destiny. You know, we're God-fearing people, but we don't want to have to go to anybody else outside of us because no other community does that. And so in order to be able to have the freedoms that we want, even down to, you know, to racism, because it has a big economic component, and I know that you understand that. We have to be able to create our own table, and that's what you've done. You don't have a seat at the table. You have created a table for the rest of us to feast on. Let's go ahead and hear from Mr. Leroy McKenzie. I know he has a question for you. He's from B-more. He's from Baltimore. Leroy, you hear our brother speaking. He was in B-more and led all these people on a march here. I know you want to talk about it.
when he mentioned that, yes, I was up here in the midst of all of that when all of this stuff went down with Freddie Gray and continues to go down with the police up here and everything like that. So it's a breath of fresh air to hear brothers like Jay talk the way that they talk. But Jay, here's my question for you. For those who are not familiar with the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, give them for those that may be on the fence as to, I'm not sure, why should I, you know, invest in this? Can you talk to them just 3 quick points as to why it's important for someone who may be either on the fence or who's looking to invest in the fund, why they should invest in the fund?
Well, the first reason I would say to anyone why you should invest in this fund is, what else are you going to do? I would pose that question back to you. What's your other option? Mm-hmm. What other fund is there controlled by us, managed by us, for the good of us?
Absolutely.
We act like we have a bunch of alternatives out here. There
right,
is none.
Right.
So you can continue to complain or pray or do the same things that we've been doing that has exactly where we've been at for the last 450 years every year on year. Secondly, another reason you might want to invest into the fund is because the fund offers an 8% preferred return, and you'll receive 50% of the profits on top of that 8% that the fund receives. So that 8% plus the 50% of the profits typically will beat out where your money is currently parked, like your bank account, your checking account, that IRA, that 401k, that 403b, that pension account that's getting you 2, 3, 4% on your money. So just from a dollar's perspective, the fund offers that opportunity. Secondly, the fund, with its mission to buy back the block, create black Wall Street models, to literally save Black Wall Street, I want to talk about before I get off tonight how the original Black Wall Street is being taken right now, right from under our nose, and we have the opportunity to save the original Black Wall Street, the buildings that still exist. This fund has historical impact, historical mission, and historical purpose. And if that's not enough for you to invest in our own destiny, and as you put it, I'm going to actually post it on Instagram later, invest in our own table. If you're not interested in investing in us having our own table as opposed to a seat, or not even a seat, because we ain't even at the seat. We on the floor with somebody else's table receiving their crumbs. If that's not enough to motivate you to invest, we are of a different part of the village.
Wow. I'm getting so many inboxes, Leroy and Jay. It is crazy. So we're going to try to get some of these questions out to you. And if we can't, we're going to make sure we forward them to Jay. He's very busy, everybody, as you all know, so we're very thankful for him being here. We do have someone who wants to come on and ask a question here. Mr. Biz, Doc, welcome to Simply IB. How are you, sir, Mr. Coleman?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the time.
Good. We have Mr. Jay Morrison on, and I know you've been hearing the conversation so far. What would you like to ask our guest tonight?
Well, first of all, I definitely want to give kudos to him for doing such a great job and coming together and uniting. What do you see as far as for 2019? What is your roadmap for June 2019? As what do you want to see the fund turn into, and where do you want to see growth happen right now?
Well, great question, King, and thank you for the kudos. My forward-thinking goal is to have a successful beta test of this initial fund, perform well, show what we can do when we unify our dollars. This will be able to build confidence. There has not, in our recent history, been any economical accomplishment that we all can look to each other and say, look what we did. There's not one apartment building, not one plot of land, not one hotel, not one school that we can say as a collective village community that we've done together. So first, I want to prove concept. Secondly, with that proving the concept, I then want to scale the concept. Our goal is a minimum of 20 funds, which will be $1 billion in assets under management in the next 5 years.
Come on now.
Okay.
Wow. And you know what's
that's awesome.
It is, and it's very doable, right, Jay? It's very doable.
Absolutely.
I think that most people, and let me know what you think about this, Jay, as well as my cast and crew. I think that when we think of zeros or numbers, we think of them being impossible. But, you know, it's just simple addition, isn't it? Simple compound interest and things like that. And if we understand simple math and what it takes to get there, we can do it. It's just simple math, right? I like something that you said on one of your videos about men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. I love that. Does that
absolutely
still hold true, sir?
I'm going to tell you this, Queen. Listen. Outside of the over $1.2 trillion of spending power we have, there's a little, roughly, what does it say, 43 million Africans in America. Not to mention our fund takes international money, so Africans abroad, and our fund is open to all nationalities, races, ethnicities. We'll manage anyone's capital of any race, right? So let's just take our community right now, in our community in America. We just raised, in 19 days, over $11.5 million of capital.
Wow.
We raised over $10 million in 10 days with 9,145 people. Over $10 million with 9,145 people. Over $11.5 million with a little over 10,000 people. So you're talking about out of 43 million people.
$10,000
minimum.
Wow.
With a $500 minimum. So we're talking about with just simply 43 million people, if just a fraction of us got on the same page, we could easily control billions of dollars of our own capital for the good of our own community. The problem with us is we won't get out of our damn way.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get out of our own way. That's the only thing that's wrong with us right now, is that we get in our own way. So we'll scream Wakanda forever over a fake community called Wakanda, but when your brother, who's been proven to be successful in business, who's proven to love his people, who's proven to be on the front line for his people, when he brings a financial vehicle to the table, you scratch your head about Wakanda.
Right.
But when it was a movie, it was Wakanda forever. That's our problem.
Come on.
You're preaching. Leroy, he's preaching, right? Wow, and when we're on this platform, we get down with it. So I'm glad that you fit right in, Jay. You know, what the research that I have done on you, and you helped me with this, first of all, I've never seen a buy-in that low with any type of fund, right? And our people, I don't think they really understand minimums, right? That you have been able to do this with very low buy-in. You guys have been taking on your side of things the more of the risk, right? And so this is amazing. You know, I come from commodities background, trading, you know, commodities like, you know, oil and gas and foreign currency currency and things like that, and futures. And so even though you're in the real estate end, you know, I understand, you know, when you're talking about the yield that people are receiving and the power and control, that in itself just made my dog hair stand up, Jay, because I know that I know that I know. what we're going to do, we're going to do something. We love to have a lot of fun on this show, Jay, and I think you like to have fun too. So what we're going to do, since we know your song, we're going to play a little bit of your song, and we want you to talk over that beat. Can you do that for us?
Sure. So you want me just freestyle talk? You want me just to go in?
Whatever you're feeling. Let's see what we can do. Let's do it. Everybody, we have Mr. Jay Morrison coming up, and he's going to be talking a little bit about whatever it is that he wants to share with us right now on Simply IV.
I need the music up. I can't hear the music.
All right. There we go.
All right. Black people, walk with me. It's our time. It's been our time. It's past our time. If we don't get our stuff together, we're going to be in last place. We're going to stay in last place. They're going to be happy we're in last place. Only we can save us. We all we got, and we all we need. But we got to get on the same page. We got to stop competing. We got to save the village. Black men, it's our job to protect and provide for the village. If we're going to continue to compete against each other, being crabs in the barrel instead of crabs outside the barrel, going back to the barrel to pull everybody out, our village is going to lose. We got to stop worrying about who's driving the fire truck or to qualify to drive the fire truck, but be happy the fire truck is here to put out the fire in the burning house you've been living in. And if you are so foolish to trip over the name of a fund or who's in charge of the fund or the details of the fund, well, we ain't never had no fund. You worried about a 8% preferred return or a 50% of the profit. You better be happy to get 50% of something as opposed to 100% of nothing you've been getting. It's time we wake up. time we follow true leadership, true love, true light, true energy, a true visionary, your brother, Young Malcolm. Is that good enough?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We put you on the spot. How you feeling? Wow.
Oh,
thank
man,
you.
I stay on the spot. That is nothing.
Wow. You know,
on the spot.
Okay. You know, what I love about what it is that you do is that you're able to connect generations, whether you know it or not. Right now, we have people that are listening to you. Right now, I'm getting messages in that are anywhere from their 20s to their 70s, and that's very powerful because at the end of the day, like you call it, it's a village. It's a village. It's a village.
Queen, I want to say something real quick.
Yes.
I want to say something real quick, please. And I agree. I'm not saying that we should not do our due diligence and ask for details. Someone on my live stream said, I'm not foolish. I want to ask for the details. But what I'm saying to my people is, do you ask for the details when you go spend $150 for a pair of shoes that cost $7 to make? Do you ask for the details and pay $300 for a phone that costs $30 to make? Do you ask for the details when your bank is giving you 0.01% interest in your checking account, but loaning that money out to you at 7% to gentrify your own community? You ask for the details then. So if you want to ask for the details, you want to be so vigilant and diligent, do it 360, not just when it comes to your own. That's my point.
Wow. Let's go ahead and bring one of the gentlemen on that. Leroy, you hear that. It's so true. I want to pose the question to you, Jay, and whoever else is out there listening. Why don't we ask for the details when it comes from these other entities? Mr. Leroy McKenzie, what do you think about that? Why don't we? He posed a really great question.
I mean, he's dropping some serious knowledge, and it's the thing, unfortunately, that we've been conditioned to think. Our mindset has been that the – and I'm going to say it just like this because you know how we do, Kim. You know I ain't going to bite my tongue. It's been taught by white men that the white man's water is – the white man's ice is colder than ours, that we have to question them that we do as opposed – that we do as opposed to not questioning what someone else does. I mean, you can just take a simple example of a restaurant. You could have two restaurants that people go to. They'll go to a white establishment over and over and over again, time after time after time, be mistreated and everything else, but they go to our restaurant, something that's owned by us one time, and let one thing go wrong. And, I'm never going there again. Exactly why I don't do business with us.
Right.
That's exactly what that is. And things like this, like Jay has said, and I hope he keeps saying it, keeps shouting it, this is the only fund that is black-owned, black-operated, completely run by us. Do your due diligence. That's what you're supposed to do. It is something that has never been done before, like he said. So, and this is something that, like I said before, Black Wall Street, that the original Black Wall Street, this is that same type of thing. It's just the 21st century version of it. The things that I've been listening to him say that is incorporated in the fund. He said hotels. He said real estate. He said schools. What did I say at the beginning, Kim? What did we just read?
Yeah.
He funded hotels, schools, hospitals, everything.
Absolutely.
You look at the blueprint. He has the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using that same blueprint and just bringing it to a 21st century, in the 21st century. That's it. But we want to come question after question about what he's doing. Oh, it's always us trying to get over on one another when we're trying to do something, as opposed to saying, okay, ask your questions, and then if you listen to the answers that he's giving you, he said nothing but complete transparency. He's SEC. You just said it. SEC regulated, which means he has to go through so many loops in order to be able to just do that. So you know it has to be regulated. It is completely regulated.
We're getting something from the crew back there. They're saying it's simply a slave mind, a slave mentality, and we know this to be true. Let's hear from Jay really quickly, and we appreciate your time, appreciate you being here. We know that you're a busy man, and we also know that we don't want to hold you too long, but you're welcome to stay as long as you wish. But what would you like to share at this point in time with everybody?
What I want to share, I think it's just important for us. My thing is, and why, even before the fun, why I've done over 50 corner classes teaching for free on inner city corners, why I started the Jay Morrison Academy, where we teach wealth education, easy funding, where we loan to and offer credit lines to small businesses. Every institutional organization that I've started or managed has been about social impact and social good. And the goal is just by birth and by DNA, I'm a black man. I'm an African man in America. This is my community. This is my village. I can't trade teams. And my team, our team, is in last place. I just don't like being in last place. Therefore, I try to do everything within my power to help advance us. And if we all take that competitive approach, like Marcus Garvey said this. Marcus Garvey said, I don't blame the white man for doing what the white man did. He said the white man did. This is Marcus Garvey, y'all. This is not Jay Morrison. Don't kill a messenger. This is what Marcus Garvey said.
The great Marcus Garvey,
honorable Marcus Garvey, the one who created the red, black, and green flag, the first man to raise capital and African man in America to raise capital. He raised $800,000 in 1919, which is equivalent to $11,952,000 today. So, which we're approaching beating Marcus Garvey's raise record in a little bit, but that's another story. My point is, Marcus Garvey said, I don't blame other races for doing what they're supposed to do for their race. That's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
I don't blame another race for handling their business. Why are we not handling our business? So that's my whole point in everything that I'm saying. It's not about, listen, you don't have to invest in Tulsa. Do another good. That's fine. Pray for us, cheer us on. That's fine. I'm not soliciting anyone's investment. My point is stop being complacent in last place and sitting complaining about the problem. Stop writing books and doing panels and just having discussions and doing nothing that's action-oriented to build institutions, infrastructure, or systems to lead us out of the same problem we've been in for every year on year for 450-plus years. That's my whole thing. Be diligent. Ask questions. Hold your leaders accountable. Hold me accountable. Pull my card. All that's good. But do it with love. Do it with professional etiquette. Do it with professional courtesy. Do it within the black code. Do it within the spirit of the village. Do it within every other aspect of your life. Don't go spend $700 on a Gucci belt, but then drive us through the ringer about a $500 investment. Your Gucci belt comes with no ROI, fam. So that's my whole point, is let's stop tripping over pennies on our way to pick up dollars. That's my point. I'm over here sweating as I talk. I have a 100.4 degree fever, but I'm that committed to what we have to do as a people. Our people died for this. I can speak with a fever for this.
Wow, you all hear from my brother right now, who is really, really, really talking to us with a voice of sincerity and saying, really, guys, what does it take? What does it take? What does it really take? He says, Marcus Garvey said himself, he doesn't blame other races for doing what they do. They're supposed to take care of their own. You guys, we supposed to take care of our own. And we know that within every disease lies the cure. We're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to hear a little bit of Good Man. And when we come back, we're going to hear the final thoughts from our cast and crew while we're talking to Mr. Jay Morrison and see how we, the cast of Simply IB, can help connect with this gentleman and his movement and his team to help him on his next level of success. We'll be back in just a minute on Simply IB.
I just wanna be a good man, good man. To me, girl, that's all I wanna be. Hey, that's all I wanna be, baby. baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That I just wanna pick your phone up every single time you call. It don't matter where I'm at. I wanna be chillin' with Obama, talking business. See you callin', tell him, hold up, we gotta take this. Let the world wait.
Let the world wait, everybody. That's Neo with a little bit of good, man. I want to give a shout out to Neo, and I want to give a shout out to my brother Kervin Arrington out there, who also won a Grammy for the Year of the Gentleman as the engineer on that album. I'm gonna go ahead and brag a little bit. That's what we're supposed to do, y'all. We're supposed to brag on our own, don't we? Amen, everybody. Wow, we want to talk to Mr. Jay Morrison and our cast and crew, guys. And what we want to do now is find out how we and even our listeners out there can join your effort or even join the fund. What do we have to do? What's the first step?
Yeah, so anyone that wants to consider investing with us and becoming a partner and shareholder, first understand that it's not a donation. It's not a GoFundMe. It's not a collection plate. This is an investment. There is risk with every investment. So understand that. Many times we'll donate anyway and not expect anything back. With this fund, the expectation and the hope is that you'll receive an 8% preferred return and 50% share of the additional profits. If you want to get started in learning more, reviewing more, doing your due diligence and research, go to Tulsa, T-U-L-S-A, realestatefund.com. That's TulsaRealEstateFund.com, like Tulsa, Oklahoma. You start your free investor's account. You fill out your information. And you simply can choose how much you want to invest and how you want to invest, whether you want to do a direct withdrawal from your account, which is no additional fee, or if you want to do a wire or check. A wire is a $15 fee. A check is a $10 fee in addition to your investment. And you simply go invest, create your investor's account. You'll have 24-hour access to see your account, to see our deals once we did start deploying capital into our deals, to see our audit, our subscription agreement, our operating memorandum, operating agreement, all that stuff is transparent and for you to see and have 24-hour access to. We encourage everyone who has invested already or who will invest in the future to share this with friends and family and church members, mosque members, temple members, and anyone else to say, hey, we haven't had one of these in our lifetime. Here's the first one ever. Why wouldn't we invest and partake in the solution? And I also encourage everyone, our minimum investment, because we offered 1 million shares to the public at $50 per share, our minimum investment is 10 shares or $500. But we also challenge everyone to, if it's in your budget, to beat that minimum. Don't go give the least or the minimum to our community's first ever fund for the advancement of our community, but then go to Koreatown, Chinatown, Little Italy, Greek Town, and everywhere else. And go spend your money, or go spend it at a store to get the Nike family rich, or the Gucci family rich, or the Forever 21 family rich.
Right.
So you'll get
the
fund minimum, but you're going to get the fund minimum, but then go spend $1,000, $2,000 to somebody else. So that's that's our words of encouragement and where you guys can participate in the fund. If you want to learn real estate investing on your own, you can go to. If you want to learn real estate investing on your own, you can go to jmorrisonacademy.com, and we have a free real estate investors crash course and a free real estate investors or wealth creation community there you can join to learn about how to invest on your own outside of the fund. And for funding, you can go to useeasyfunding.com, easy, the letters easy, useeasyfunding.com to get a free consultation for business funding. So from an economic standpoint, social empowerment standpoint, we got you covered.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. For those of you who are listening and you weren't able to write any of that down because you might be driving, you might be relaxing, or whatever you're doing, you can always go back to the podcast. I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast and get that information. Also, share this, okay? Share this, because even though we're hosting and I'm live, I go back and listen. I have my pen and paper, as many of you know, even when I'm hosting, because I'm constantly using my own platform as a tool to learn. and to not just learn, but actually to take actionable steps, like Jay is talking about tonight, guys. In order to be able to have something we've never had, we have to do something we've never done, guys. And we can't just be educated and knowledgeable. We have to act. All of us want to lose weight one time or another in our lives. But knowing or wanting is not enough to do it, right? You got to take that donut out your mouth and you got to get on that treadmill, right, Jay?
So yeah, absolutely, these are things
that we have to do. I want to bring our cast on really quick to say something to you because, first of all, guys, this gentleman is on with us tonight. And like he stated a little while ago, he has a temperature that is 100 degrees and he really should not be doing anything. He really should be resting. So we really, really, really thank you. So we're not going to hold you any longer, but I want to go ahead and bring my cast and crew to say something to you before you leave. But I just want to personally thank you, brother. I personally want to thank you. Mr. Leewon McKenzie, what would you like to come on out and say to Jay before we let him go?
Well, I just want to thank him. And, Jay, I'm reading your book, The Solution, right now. So, brother, like I told you, it is an honor to be able to have you on the show. Nothing but great things that are coming up about the funding. I've been telling folks about it, been sending a video about it, especially the one you did the other day, explaining, going into much detail about it, letting folks know that that this is something that we need to be a part of. And I said a couple of weeks ago, I asked the question, are you insane? You can't keep doing what you're doing and expecting a different result. This is a different result. This is doing something new, something different than what you're all than what we've always been doing. So thank you very much.
Appreciate the King. And what's your guys' podcast? My audience is asking, how can they find your podcast?
Right. That's what I was going to tell you, to please support us because a queen over here runs this one, right? It's simply IB, which stands for Simply Inspirational Beauty, but you can find it on Blog Talk Radio. And to be more specific, it's blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. Okay.
All right.
So we would love to be able to continue to have a conversation with you and maybe even work with you behind the scenes because we do a lot of good work on this platform and I couldn't do it without my team, I tell you. And you're the same way. You give a lot of credence to your team there. We can't do it alone, can we? Can't do it alone. We're going to go ahead and bring
I got an all-star team, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Bizdoc, come on out and say something to Jay before we let him go because he's got to get that juice and get in the bed.
Wow, I'm so honored to have had the opportunity to sit and talk to someone of such mindset as yours. So, like I said, kudos goes out to you and all the things that you're doing, and I look forward to continue to follow you and to see the success that you have. And as you're going forward, I just, you know, like I said, wanted to know, what's your plans on incorporating the youth? Have you thought about trying to institute some type of way where, you know, you can institute like giving gifts instead of giving gifts for Christmas, being able to give like maybe shares into the fund for them so that they can start building up. And so I was saying that maybe we can miss Christmas as far as giving gifts and then said that we give shares in the fund so that it'd be something like an investment of that magnitude. Have you thought about a campaign like that?
You know what? I actually haven't. You know, we do allow parents and others to buy shares and then make their children or other minors beneficiaries. I have not thought about a campaign of, you know, I thought about specifically redirecting our dollars into the fund, but not in a way like Miss Christmas. I think it's a great campaign idea. I think Valentine's Day, too, and a bunch of other holidays start building our community. One thing we do have in place for the youth is that with our developments, real estate developments, we will require developers to take on apprenticeships and mentorships for youth to learn different real estate skills from everything from the construction trades all the way up to mortgages, to the realtor trades, the title insurance trades, attorneys, et cetera. We're going to put pressure on the real estate professionals to take on youth in the Tulsa projects. So that is something that we do have planned. from that standpoint. I love that idea before we adopting it, though. I love that the Miss Christmas idea.
Love that idea. We're going to make sure we get that to you. We have some really amazing people over here on our side of things, so we're going to make sure that we get that information to you so you guys can talk as well. Okay, Jay? LT, real quick, want to say something to Jay? LT, come on out.
I'm here. I've been listening the whole time, but I quietly let the men on our show, because they are really, really into the financial prowess, and I thought it would be a really good dialogue. So I was like, I'm going to let them run that part of it. I just had one quick question for you, if you don't mind. Thing I didn't hear, and if you can explain, do you see disparities between men and women, African-American men and women investing? And if so, which one is the more dominant, and how can we get the other one engaged and involved in the investment?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. I'm actually going to ask my team for some official stats on that. But it looks about 50-50 to me, to be honest. There's a lot, you know, usually in real estate in general, from my education standpoint, I get a lot more males and men in my audience. But from this fund standpoint, I'm seeing a lot of our queens, a lot of women invest just as much, if not maybe a little more, than our men. I think the women, when it comes to long-term investing, have a more either a grasp of it or more attracted to it or long-term planners. I don't know what it might be, but I think it's about even, or maybe the queens might even outweigh our kings a little bit in regards to the Tulsa Fund investments.
What do you think we could do as queens to help, you know, I guess to empower and really encourage our kings to invest and let them know it's okay? Because I think, you know, it seems like, you know, they're cautious and don't want to take too much of a risk because they're afraid they might hear our mouth. I'm just going to be honest. What is it that we can do to help them, you know, to feel more confident in that investment part of it and the real estate side?
Yeah, I think just, you know, being a man, I know even for me, a lot of times we like seeing our money in our hand and having control over it as opposed to an institution controlling it. So I know that that's, for me speaking as a man, that's one part of it. I know for a small majority, I'm going to say 10% or less, I hope less, of our men, there's an ego thing as well where they just like, hey, you know what? As opposed to me support this brother or what this brother has created, you know, we get in our own way in regards to our ego and what we can do. I mean, there's a lot of men I know who are well-to-do and affluent, who know me personally and know my work, but have not invested even a minimum of $500, but they'll go to the club the same night and spend $3,000 to $10,000. But that's just ego and competitiveness. Then I think that, with the encouragement of our women and our queens saying, hey, this is something I think is good for you and good for our family and good for us long term, let's, you know, put a couple of dollars away for our future and long term and for the rebuilding of our community, period. I mean, even if you look at it as a donation and said, hey, you know what, let's give $1,000 as a donation. And guess what? If we make some money, cool. If we don't, cool. But we're going to donate money anyway. So why not give it to a good cause? I think that could be maybe a different approach that we can look at it and, you know, might be effective.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
You guys have been listening to us on Simply Ivy on IME Radio Network. You've been listening to Mr. Jay Morrison. We want to thank you. And, sir, we have held you long enough. We want you well, sir.
Yeah. So
we will be getting
to you guys. Yeah, so make sure you guys follow me on all social media at Mr. J. Morrison. That's on Instagram, Facebook fan page, my YouTube channel, over 1,000 lectures on my YouTube channel at Mr. J. Morrison. And follow the Tulsa Real Estate Fund page, Tulsa Real Estate Fund, and open your account. Go invest. Go support the movement. It's the people's fund. We all we got. We all we need. TulsaRealEstateFund.com.
Amen.
Thank you for having
me.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Once again, guys, also you can get that information right here on Simply IB. We're going to put that on our Facebook page on hashtag IAmMeRadio. So we will have Jay's information on there as well. Thank you so much, Jay, and we look forward to talking with you soon. And please get well, sir. Please get well. Wow.
Appreciate you. Take care, guys.
Thank you. Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Wow, everybody. Miss Biz Talk. Mr. I can't even talk. And Miss LT. Wow. Let's talk real quick, guys. Did you all enjoy tonight's conversation so far?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. We have a caller that's calling in right now, I guess, who wants to go ahead and talk to us. Let's go ahead and see who they are. Number ending in 2673. What's your name and where are you calling from? 2673, your mics are open. Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that I made it through. I was trying to get through the show, but it was very hard to get the information. I was searching y'all, and it was hard to find you, which it got me a bit upset. But, yeah, I want to speak to Mr. Jay Morrison. But I'm kind of like a big deal. I'm excited to be a part of what's going on. This is like my dream come true. I worked as a food tester and a music tester and an influencer of Procter & Gamble. And as a child, I realized that they didn't have our best interest in mind, and also that they are really big, like they are the big boys, and they own everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of realized that I was kind of controlling the world by working for them. So I began to alter things and do things a little bit differently, and even kind of set them up. I said I was going to quit my job if they didn't start giving me things that I wanted. And one of them was a social network like Facebook. So I made all these things so that we could talk and we could use, you know, camera phones to expose different things. And all the things that have happened, I foresaw all of this. But at this point, you know, I just talked to Dr. Sebi right before he died. And I was asking him to hire me. Being a food tester, I'm on another level as a vegan chef. I'm the best in the world. And I can give y'all my free website. That was part of my life's mission, was to make a free website. I actually made a site better than Dr. Sebi's because Dr. Sebi watered down his doctrine, and people don't know that. And he said it. You know, I have the video clip on my Instagram and stuff. And we actually, Dr. Sebi's office, update their site. And then we made a better site and showed it to him and asked him for a job right before they arrested him and he died.
That's unfortunate. Let me ask you this really quickly because we want everybody to know what's your name and where you're calling from. Let's start there first. What's your name, sir?
Well, my name is Prince Aten Moran, if you want to know my government, it's just Moran, M-O-R-A-N.
Okay.
That's my government. And I'm on Instagram, SOS Plug Talk. Can you please get your dog away from me, sir?
Okay.
SOS Plug Talk on Instagram.
Okay, great. Because what we want to know, we don't want to cut you off too soon, but the show is going to end soon, and we invite you to continue to follow us because we would love to know more about you. Tell me, are you currently involved with Mr. Morrison with his real estate fund, or what brought you into tonight's show?
I'm a follower of Tariq Nasheed, so I've just been learning about him and observing him.
Okay.
And, you know, just decoding everybody and seeing who the cons are and all this kind of stuff. And I like what he's doing, so I'm going to be joining it.
Wonderful.
I'm going to definitely
joining
it and be as active as possible because I want to be in the VIP section of Wakanda. Because, because we're not hating on the meat eaters. You know what I mean? But there's people who've been vegan for, like myself, for 11 years and 20 years, 40 years. And, you know, we have a different vibration. But I study architecture, and I study one thing called earth ships. I gave them some of my ideas. But I study hemp concrete. So those are things I want to talk about with him, building 100% sustainable. And I heard Young Pharaoh even talk about we could buy abandoned towns for $300,000. So, I mean, like I said, I'm SOS Plug Talk Live.
Okay, so because we want to get you in touch with him, because it sounds like you want to talk with him about maybe some opportunities.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what
I need
you can
this.
Do is, what you want to do is make sure after our show is over, you want to share our show because it, and you want to go back and listen to it because he has all of his information there as well. But you can also Google him, Jay Morrison, and all of his information will come up. But also share us as well. We're a great platform, and we're all about empowering our community. So we hope that you
can I'm the number one agent for Geek Squad, and I help design your phone. Nice to meet you.
Oh, well, wonderful. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Hang on really a second. We're going to bring our cast and crew in. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully you can get with Jay and get some of these things done. Everybody, that's about. That's what it's all about, everybody. Let's go ahead and see what our cast and crew is saying really quickly. All right, Mr. Leroy McKenzie, you hear this gentleman who has all these gifts and talents and skills, and he's saying he wants to get with, you know, Mr. Jay Morrison and build a bigger, better Wakanda. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome. And here's the thing, Kim, and I know you know about this, but there should be a gathering of intellectual capital, of resource capital, human capital. There. Not just in the fund because, like I mentioned or like Jay mentioned, he's talking about investing in hotels, land, real estate. So he's going to need developers. He's going to need construction people. He's going to need a conglomerate of different people from different industries. So it's important that the listeners understand that if you're an entrepreneur, if you're someone that has human capital, if you're someone that brings something that is beneficial to what they're doing, to what the fund is doing, you certainly want to get in on this ground level. And people don't understand this. They understand that when Facebook started, Zuckerberg was in his, and I don't know if people have seen this before, but when he decided to start Facebook, he had a meeting in his dorm room
to
talk about the initial investors. I think he invited like six people. I think it was like five or six people he invited. And I think only two or so invested. You know where they are right now?
Come on.
They're billionaires right now. So that's all that needs to be said with that. That understand that there's ground level investing for so many things. And we didn't get to it tonight, but like I said, you get on board or you get left behind. That's what it is. We're going somewhere. The train is pulling out of the station. The only question is will you be on board?
Speaking of that, why don't we go into your power moment, power of a man moment? You ready?
Everybody.
We're going somewhere, everybody. Power of a man moment, Ms. Leroy McKenzie. We'll be back on Simply IB in just a second. Get your pen and paper, and we'll be back to talk about it.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby.
It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr., coming to you on the Simply IB radio show on the IME Radio Network with your power of a man, power moment for this week. This week, my word for you is going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. And I got something I'm going to read to you. I have a poem to go for you that's going to go along with what we're talking about this week. So here it goes. And the title of it is Going Somewhere. Fasten your seatbelt and adjust your seat because my destiny awaits me. You can grab a hold or get left behind. The choice is yours to make. You are either with me or against me. If you're with me, then just enjoy the ride. If you are against me, then you will be watching me from behind. I am destined and cannot be stopped. I will be focused until that which I must achieve has been reached. You cannot stop me, nor will you deter me from my destiny. You can only prolong the inevitable, but it will come to pass. I am predestined for where I'm about to go. It will not be easy, nor will it be swift. What I am headed for takes time to get to. You must experience some things in order to be at this place. No one can tell you about it because you must feel it for yourself. Nothing can prepare you for it but the things that you go through while getting there. Each twist and turn brings you closer to my destination. Moving full speed ahead is the only direction that I'm going in. I cannot look behind because it only slows me down. Pushing towards the mark is the only thing that is on my mind, and I must complete what I have started. Get on board or get left behind. Grab a hold of my shirt tail and don't let go. Be patient, and we will be there in a little while, in just a little while, because I am going somewhere. We're talking about going somewhere this week. Get on board or get left behind. The train is leaving the station, and the only question is, will you be on board? What is the purpose that you have in your life that you're going to? Where is it that your destiny is taking you? Because you want others to get on board or they need to get left behind. There's no hesitation. There's no thinking about it. There's no, what am I going to do? You're either in or you're out. You're either all in or you're all the way out. There's no in between. There's no midway. It's all the way in or you're all the way out. And so many of us, when it comes to doing things in our community, in our lives, we want to hesitate because we're afraid of the unknown. Well, that's part of the process and part of getting to where you want to be is part of the unknown. You don't become great by knowing exactly where you're going. It is about being great is about not knowing where you're going. All you know is that you've got to get there. Let me say that again. You don't know where you're going. All you know is that you've got to get there. And the thing is getting there. You must be focused. You must be determined. And you must be resilient because you're going to get knocked down. You're going to get knocked down. And the only question is are you going to get back up? So this week, know where you're going. Understand that those that are with you, that's good. They either get on board or they get left behind because we're going somewhere. I told y'all this year, 2018, we're on a mission to make you better by the end of 2018 than you were at the beginning of 2018. It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr., on the Simply IB radio show on the IME radio network. We'll talk to you next week.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You better get with him or he's going to drop you off or you're going to leave without you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, let's talk about it really quickly. Wow. What made you do that, pick that particular topic? And it's so apropos. It is so right on point. Because as we move, sometimes we have to lighten our load. Whereas, you know, in the beginning, we have people and we love them. Lord, we love them. But if we're going to move, sometimes we got to open that car door. And
Absolutely.
Let me see what LT has to say too. Go ahead, go ahead. And while we're hearing from you, we're going to bring out LT and the biz doc. What made you go that route this week?
Well, that's actually a poem that I wrote. It's actually from one of my books of poetry, and I wrote that. It comes from the premise of me believing in where I was going, that I had a destination and I had a destiny that I had to fulfill. And I was at a point where I was just like, look, you either believe in me or you don't believe in me. Those that believe in me, grab on because we're going somewhere. If you don't,
right,
you just get left behind and you have that decision
right
to make. So when I was thinking about what we were going to be talking about, with Jay tonight, with his fun and everything like that, and all the things that he's doing, just how we as a people
hold ourselves back, and we hesitate, or we always want to be apprehensive about the unknown. And
yeah.
sometimes you
yeah.
have to believe in something that, trust me, that is how these Fortune 500 companies, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Amazon, whether it's these Walmart, all of these big corporations, they started from Microsoft. It started from one person having a belief in themselves and asking those individuals who invested, saying, are you in or are you out? And you either got on board or you got left behind, plain and simple.
Mm.
You either believing in it, here are the facts, here's what we put out there for you. I'm explaining everything to you, which is what Jay has done with this Tulsa Real Estate Fund. He's explained everything to you, been very transparent with it. The choice is yours. The absolute choice is yours. So that's where that came from, and wanted to make it fit into to tonight.
Wow. LT, you know, you posed a really good question to Jay, and, you know, and I love how all of our Power of the Man moments or Power moments really coincide. They're really good for any show at any time. But you posed a really good question about, you know, is it men or women that's really putting toward the fun or following this effort and this and that or whatever? And what made you think of that, LT? Because it was a really great question.
Well, what made me think about that is because a lot of times, well, oftentimes, we always see the opportunities for minority women to come up. It seems to be, and I mean, I could be wrong, but Leroy and Biz Doc, they can confirm or deny. But it seems that when it comes to opportunities, minority women, us as black women, we get the opportunity first. It seems more easily afforded to us or extended to us than it is to men.
Yeah.
And then
because
of that, we tend to jump on it a lot quicker, and then it becomes us to try to convince the men in our lives to, hey, this isn't a scam, get on board type deal. And they're but they're apprehensive about it.
Yeah.
You know, more or less because it's kind of like, what you doing with our dollars? You're going to squander our dollars type situation.
Right.
So I wanted to really, you know, just kind of figure out, because we've learned a lot, we're growing a lot, but you see a lot more female entrepreneurs right now making some big moves. And not to say men are not, but I just wanted to see, you know, since he was tapping into a different market and approaching people from a different perspective, was he seeing a balance, and was seeing a huge gap between men and women. So,
I really enjoyed tonight's show, tonight's conversation. It was more than just informative, right, guys? Because here it is, we have someone who actually is saying you can park your dollars here, and these dollars are going to create a new Wall Street, a new Black Wall Street. We haven't had that before, and I want to really continue to stress the importance, and not that. And I know Jacob probably, you know, agree with me in what I'm saying, is that we're not saying that he's better than any past guest or anything like that, or anybody that's going to come after him. But what he has done, he has made history in terms of there has been no SEC regulated fund, hedge fund, real estate fund, commodity fund, period. And we need to really look at that. And I think sometimes we're too close to a situation, and you know, because we're bombarded with information, aren't we, everybody? So we just look at things as, oh, that's just another whatever. No, it's not. No, it is not. let me say this for somebody who's been in the investment arena, and you all know this. Rich white males own everything, okay? They own America. They own everything, okay? All right, let me just say that, everybody, okay? And it is time for us to be able to have something that is our own, not a corner store, not a record label, but an entire community. There were 36 blocks, 600 businesses of black folk before the 21st century, come on, y'all, who were successful in making their own decisions. We haven't seen it since then. So if it sounds like I'm standing on a soapbox, I am standing on it. And like he said, if you don't invest in Tulsa Fund, because I ain't getting no money for talking about this, y'all, let me just say this. I ain't sponsoring anything. But I believe in this because it makes sense. But once again, like Jay said, if you don't invest in the Tulsa Fund, create something else for us to invest in,
All right? Let's not criticize. If you're going to criticize, go create something that's going to help us too, right? So I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say that really quickly. Biz Doc, what would you like to say?
Well, I totally have enjoyed the show tonight. I think that one of the things that you keep saying is about let's get moving, and you know you're going somewhere. And I love Leroy. I love your segment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're
so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're on the same level
mm-hmm.
as Mr. Morrison, in my opinion. It's just the fact that you know
mm-hmm.
you're there. So I give you kudos as well. I think one of the things that we got to do is we got to be forward thinking. We got to come together as a community and realize it takes a village to make things happen. And that's one of the things that I want us to continue to do and understand how we can think together, we can work together, and we can make stuff happen. And, you know, there's so much stuff that's out there that we can take advantage of, and if we're just not doing it. We're not doing it. And that's one of the things that I really want to see us change in 2018, 2019, and going forward, is start thinking about how we can start making those moves. Because if you're not looking at what's going on in the news, you're not looking at what's going on, there's a revolution that's coming. And there's something and if you don't have the capital to go in, and I'm not talking about something as tangible as dollars in banks, I'm talking about something that you can actually physically have hands on as far as having real estate, having a place to lay your head, have a place to have where you can build up and you can build your own crops. There's stuff that's coming down, guys. If you're not paying attention, it's coming down. And I really applaud Mr. Morrison for taking the bull by the horns and driving it in. And I think that we need to continue to uplift that and move forward. But I'm saying, you know, miss Christmas, miss all this going out. Let's be very frugal about what we want to spend out. Popping bottles on the weekend at the clubs versus going in and buying chairs.
That's right.
Hey, you know, and it's one of the things, one of these myths that we talk about, you know, we always dispelling myths on the show, is that men are always going out here. They'll go pick up the latest whatever, fad or whatever. You know, if you miss buying the latest games and game stations and all this other stuff and put that into a more tangible gift and give back, then that you'll see the results of that. So I'm not gonna get on my soapbox as well, but I'm just saying that it's a good thing for us to go forward because the storm is coming. And if you don't see the forecast, you don't see what's happening in the White House, you don't see what's happening in Congress, you don't see what's happening in our communities, then you're about to have the rain on your head right now. So anyway, that's it for me.
Well, I tell you, I think that you all have spoken. You all have spoken. And once again, guys, you want to continue to follow us and support us. We're getting ready to change over. There's a shift coming, and it's coming here on Simply IB as well. But if you're listening to Jay Morrison and you're a follower of his, he did a couple of lives tonight on his platform, and you'll get to hear him talking directly to us, okay? All right? So please support him and what he's doing, and also continue to support us so we can go ahead and bring more people and more folks who can bring you solutions. Right here on Simply IB. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. My cast and crew, I already know that next week is our last show here on Simply IB. Right, everybody? But we don't want you to weep because we are going to do bigger and better things. But we invite you to be with us next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, as we have just a real good time with one another and fellowshipping about what this platform has meant for all of us. We're going to have some of our past guests, and we're going to be talking to some of you. But also, we're going to be talking to two wonderful women who are having an event in Atlanta, Georgia, about bullying in the workplace. That's right. There are adult bullies, and they are having a fashion show in Atlanta. So we're going to hear from them as well. So many people are going to stop by, and hopefully we won't cry. But us leaving doesn't mean that we're gone. It just means that we're moving to greener pastures, and we're staking out our home, and hopefully you will follow us there as well. God is still on the throne, and there is a lot that he is going to be doing with us. So once again, follow us next week for our last show here on Blog Talk Radio, okay, by going to blogtalkradio.com/IMEradio. or dial into 845-241-9898. We love you, but remember, God loves you best, and we'll see you next week. Have a great evening, everyone, and talk to you soon. Bye.